And the gospel text this morning comes from Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 9. Hear now the word of the Lord. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them high up on a mountain, apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Would you please join me in a moment of centering prayer? God, our God, we cry out. Your beloved needs you now. Draw us near, calm our fears, capture our minds and our hearts that we would hear your word this morning. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. After a long vacation, there's always a suitcase worth of stuff that needs to be put away. And sometimes doing that can take days to unpack everything. And the same is true for Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 9. There is so much going on in it, it would take us days or maybe even longer to get through it all. Instead of trying to unpack everything in this passage this morning, our focus will be on the second part of verse 7. "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." It was a beautiful, beautiful sunny morning in the middle of summer, so nothing like it is outside today. And my family dog, Rose, had been let out to play in the yard. And she was really, really friendly, and all the neighbors knew who she was. And most of the time, she was a pretty good dog. But when Mr. Mills was in his backyard working in the garden, Rose would wander over into his yard and greet him and then sit at his feet. Well, it just so happened that this same morning, Mr. Mills was in his backyard. So Rose trotted through the backyard over to his yard to say hello. And after a while, the slider door opened and a voice came out calling to Rose. "Rose! Rose!" It was time for Rose to come back inside. But Rose was not interested in going back. She was having a fine time with Mr. Mills as he rooted around in his garden. So again, there was a holler. This time, it was a little more stern. "Rose, come!" She didn't move an inch. So Carrie slipped on her shoes and walked through the backyard to get Rose. Carrie said to Rose one more time, "Rose, come." But still, Rose did not listen to her. And then Mr. Mills leaned over and looked at Rose and said, "Rose, go home." And guess what happened? Rose walked through the backyard into the slider door. Rose was willing to listen to Mr. Mills, but she didn't want to pay attention to Carrie. And people do the same thing that Rose did. We pick and choose who we listen to. And picking and choosing is out of necessity because there are so many voices calling for our attention. We can't possibly listen to them all. In addition to that, most of those voices have an idea about how we should live. And if we do listen to them, as they suggest we do, life will be good for us. In the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki and Sharon Lecter, they outline a model for financial success. And if you listen to them, you will be rich in no time, or so they say. In his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen R. Covey says, there are certain practices that will make you a very successful person. If you listen to him, you will quickly achieve everything that you desire. Dale Carnegie wrote in his book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, practical advice on how to become a likable person. And if you follow what he says, you will easily be the most popular person around. And in the Feed Zone cookbook, it tells you how to eat in order to increase your athletic performance. If you listen to its dietary plan, you will become the athlete you knew you were always destined to be. So that's one of my favorite books. And those are just some of the books that vie for our attention. And then there are podcasts. Some episodes teach you how to be a moral person. Others, how to get exactly what you want out of this life. And still others, how to relax in the midst of a busy day. Authors and radio hosts all want our attention. And some of what they have to say is very helpful in certain situations. Becoming financially stable is a good thing. Eating healthy is a good thing. And being more relaxed is a great thing. The difficulty is all those good things require you to listen to them. But we can only take notice of so much. We have limited time and limited energy. No matter how helpful those voices are, we can't possibly listen to them all. So we have to pick and choose. In Mark 9, God says, "Listen to him, the beloved, my son, Jesus." With all of those other helpful voices clamoring for our attention, why would we listen to Jesus instead of them? Well, we might answer that question by saying we listen to Jesus because God said so. But as every child knows, the answer, "because I said so," from mom or dad is not a satisfying answer. We might answer that question by saying we listen to Jesus because the entire Bible tells us to listen to him. But just because we're told that we are to do something doesn't mean we are actually going to do it. We're told a lot of things in our life, like only go 45 miles per hour on War Memorial just out here. But if you ever watch traffic in the morning, you know none of those drivers are going 45 miles an hour. We can also answer that question by saying we listen to Jesus because his teachings lead us to peace, hope, and love. And that certainly is true. Jesus does preach peace, hope, and love. And if we listen to him, we will live generous lives. Another answer, we could say that we listen to Jesus because Jesus heals those who ask him and listen to his directions. And Jesus does heal all people. If we listen to him, we will have wholeness of mind and soul like we've never experienced before, even if illness and distress persist. I believe all of those answers to be absolutely true. In listening to Jesus, there is peace, hope, love, and healing. And yet, I still think There's a deeper and a richer answer to that question. So I asked several local pastors, and I asked many of my friends, and I asked some of you that question. Why do you listen to Jesus? One person said it this way: I listen to Jesus because I was designed to glorify God. When I listen to Jesus, I acknowledge and reveal the majesty and splendor of God to the world around me. I am living into my design. Yes, as you probably guessed, it was a pastor that gave that answer. A friend of mine answered the question this way. They said, I am in relationship with Jesus, and that means I talk with him and I listen to him. And another person said that they listen to Jesus because they don't totally get this world, and Jesus is the voice that helps them understand their life, this life. And I think we all have an answer to that question. Why do we listen to Jesus? And those are all valid answers. I think getting to the heart of that question comes from the first two chapters of the Bible. Why do we exist in the first place? Answering that question is the point and the purpose of Genesis chapter 1 and 2. They tell us why we were created and who created us. God created us, and we have been created to be in relationship with God. In response to God's creativity and superabundant love for us, we listen to his Son, the beloved Jesus. We are designed that way, designed to listen to Jesus. Although listening to Jesus isn't easy because there are so many other positive voices calling for our attention. We have the freedom to choose what we want. We have the freedom to choose who we listen to. And the trouble lies in the fact that sin, brokenness in relationship with God, has jumbled everything up. Sin has disrupted our attention and steered it away from Jesus and to other things. Instead of listening to Jesus, we tune out. And if you've ever been in a relationship with another person, you know just how difficult listening can be. Listening takes intentional effort. We must set out to listen to the other person and to talk with them if we want to have a good relationship with them. The same is true with Jesus. We must make the effort to listen, setting aside time to pray and read the Bible. Through prayer and reading the Bible, Jesus speaks to us and we listen. Rose, my family dog, picked who she wanted to listen to. But things are just a little different for you and I. We listen to Jesus because we are designed that way. Even though it's not always easy to listen to Jesus because sin has messed things up for us. So to answer the question, why listen to Jesus? I think the answer is because God has made us, he has designed us to be in relationship with Jesus. And as we listen to what Jesus has to say, to Jesus' teachings, peace, hope, and love flows through him and to us. And as we live in this world, we share what Jesus has given to us with the world. We share with the world peace, hope, and love. We are designed, the very core of our being is oriented to listen to Jesus. And that takes intention, that takes prayer, and that takes reading the Bible. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.